It's day 17. Is it 17? of February 2016 Audioboo Community Challenge Month. Today's subject is, I can't remember the exact title and description that Sassy Cat put up, but it's to do with Apple and the FBI and that terrible, horrific case over there in the United States, where apparently a couple murdered 14 people. And, well, we all know what Kat has asked us about. How do we feel about the situation between the FBI and Apple Inc.? Okay. I don't know a lot about this, to be honest with you. Only what I've heard people talking about and Kat's intro to the prompt, the topic. I didn't look at the links because I really didn't want to get too heavily involved in it. I just wanted to say what I feel, you know, straight off the cuff without reading, because I can, like, a lot of people can be influenced what you read, you know, right? You could swing one way, you read the FBI file on the incident, what they want, and you could say, oh yeah, I agree with the FBI, and then you could read Apple's response to that and say, well, wait a minute, I've changed my mind because I never think I agree with Apple. So I don't want to be influenced that way, so I'm just going to talk off the top of my head very quickly, in fact, and say that surely there is a way where Apple can actually open that file and release the contents to the FBI. In other words, don't give the FBI a backdoor key, which we all know, I suspect, that the FBI may well, if they had an access key, a backdoor key, that they thought, okay, we're going to use this for lots of things now. So surely there is a way that Apple can say to the FBI, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to open the file on that particular phone. I know the FBI's got the phone. Yeah, they'll have the phone. Give it to Apple. Apple agrees to open it. They open that, so the FBI does not get the code to open that phone, but they disclose the files within. Now, I don't know what procedure they would use to do that, but surely there's a means of doing that and then saying that to the FBI. There you go. There is all the files within that phone. And that phone's now locked up again, and that's in the phone. Surely, to goodness, there's a workaround on this, where a compromise that can be worked. So that's just my thoughts on it. I mean, I don't know how all the technology works. I don't know what the FBI feels on how they would feel on Apple saying, well, we'll open it for you and give you the files. And the FBI might just be saying, oh, just damn well give us the code and we'll do it ourselves. Well, if that was the case, I would agree with Apple and say, no, sorry, we're not doing that because we know you'll use it for other things. So, that's just my take on it. And yes, interesting subject though. If I get a chance, I'll certainly follow the links that Kat put on the prompt topic for the day, if I get the chance. But certainly an interesting one. But I kind of agree for both sides, so that would be my answer. That would be my response. There's got to be a workaround, a compromise between the FBI and Apple. Okay, day 17, very quick. I'm playing catch up big time here. Okay, bye for now.